To talk about National Animal Week, which was celebrated from the 2nd of October until the 8th of October, I have in studio with me Belinda Abrams. She is an internal auditor who, after working in the corporate world for more than 20 years, made the life-changing decision to begin giving back by applying her knowledge in a non-profit environment. She considers herself an advocate for the rights of the voiceless and the victimized, and 2 years ago, she extended her scope into animal welfare. Hello and welcome, Belinda, to Tackling the Outdoors with Hakim. How are you?
Good morning, Leila, and good morning to all the Red Cross Radio listeners. I'm doing well, and I hope you are too.
Is there anything else in the introduction that I did not mention about you?
I think you've got it all, Leila.
Okay. What is your job at the SPCA?
So my SPCA experience is pretty much to be the safeguarder of the brand. So I make sure that the SPCA is always seen favorably, and that people are aware of the good work that we do. And then I also am in charge of resource development, which means the fundraising. And I take care of all matters media related, be they broadcast, print or digital.
Why did you decide to join the SPCA?
It was a kind of progression for me. So I had previously worked for child welfare and then also for Girls and Boys Town South Africa. And moving into animal welfare was just one step further, I think, in terms of becoming a voice for the voiceless.
What is Animal Week?
Animal Week is about people recognizing the sentience of animals. It's about when they recognize the sentience. And sentience means that animals experience a range of emotions the same as people do. So they know fear, they know joy, they know sadness, they know grief. And when people recognize this, it uplifts the status of animals everywhere. And that is the aim of National Animal Week.
Tell us about the upcoming Halloween and Bag a Bargain book sale.
Right, so the Halloween My School Wiggle Waggle Walkathon is going to be an incredible event. We're having it at the School of Maths and Science in Tokai. And it's the doggy social event of the year, so we're asking everyone to come out. We're having a mass doggy walkathon with a 4 kilometer route. Some amazing vendors. We're looking at incredible treats like slushies and ice creams and burgers and all those lovely fair-type foods. And it gives you an opportunity just to socialize with other animal lovers, so that all the people that aren't going to look at you strangely when you talk about your dog.
What do you love about animals?
I love the fact that they're so loyal. So when it comes to animals, you know, it doesn't matter what a person has done to them. They are always just forgiving and open and willing to give a person a second opportunity. They just have, I believe, the type of spirit that people can learn from.
Do you own any animals?
I do, yes. I have a beautiful dog who I adopted as a senior pet. So when we say senior, we're talking about a dog that's older than 7 years. So he's 10 years old now. He's a little old, but he's beautiful, and my life revolves around him. So I'm the type of person that if people invite me out, I'd probably say, well, I need to be home by 10 o'clock because my dog will be missing me.
What is the first thing you should do if you find a stray animal?
Okay, so there's various definitions of stray animals. You might find animals that appear to be stray, but they're actually owned. So it's an owned animal that just happens to have got out the yard. And then you will find an animal that's particularly very malnourished, very sick looking. That would be a typical stray. The first thing to do in both instances is to notify the SPCA. If you're unable to actually take that animal to your closest vet or the SPCA yourself, then give the SPCA a call during office hours on 021-700-415-8 or 9, and after hours we operate 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can call us on 083-326-1604, and an XPCA inspector will help to get that animal to a safe place.
What do you do with the animals who cannot find a home?
It doesn't happen often, Leila, I must be honest. So the SPCA has a euthanasia policy, which means animals are humanely put to sleep. This only applies when there's no other alternative. So animals, when they are confined for an extended period of time, you know, we have companion animals that so crave human interaction. That's why they call them companion animals. So sometimes it does happen that an animal that's been confined for an indefinite period of time, which is actually cruel, develops something that we call kennel stress. And when that happens, it actually becomes very difficult for that animal to continue carrying on. They become very sick, very depressed, very self-harming in a lot of ways. They don't want to eat. They don't want to interact. And in those types of instances, then it is kinder to rather put them to sleep.
One day, I would like to become a vet. Do you maybe have any tips for me?
That would be wonderful. I think you'd make an excellent vet, Layla.
Thank you.
I think the most important thing is probably that you're going to have that heart for animals, which you already have. And then I think a lot of the vets, if I look at the vets that work at the SPCA, they have to be quite ingenious. They have to be able to think on their feet. They have to be able to be really strong when it comes to making decisions in terms of an animal's welfare. But the most important part of that is just passion. If you have a passion for animals and always have their welfare at heart, that's the most important thing.
Do you know of any way where kids my age could start helping out with animals?
So at the SPCA, we have a volunteer program, and we generally only take children over the age of 16. And that's just specifically because there is obviously a chance that you may be exposed to something that would be a little bit traumatic. But that doesn't mean you can't come out and help. So if mom or dad or a guardian are prepared to come with you and spend the time with you interacting with the animals, then we would absolutely love to have you.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
I would just like to say that I think Capetonians are wonderful, that for everybody who takes care of an animal and for everybody who offers a bit of comfort to every animal who is in need, I would like to say a massive thank you to those people. And for everybody who recognizes that sentience that we're calling for during National Animal Week exists in animals, those people, I would say thank you so much to them. Thank you for caring for animals. Thank you for looking after them. And thank you for helping the SPCA, most importantly, be a voice for the voiceless.
Thank you very much, Valinda.
Thank you, Layla.